In the end, Holy Persephone drove off the woman's ghost. They scattered in all directions, and I was approached by the soul of Agamemnon, son of Atreus. He came in sorrow, and round about him were gathered the souls of all those who had met their doom and died with him in Aegisthus' palace. As soon as he had drunk the dark blood, he recognized me, uttered a loud cry, and burst into tears, stretching his arms out in my direction in his eagerness to reach me. But this he could not do, for all the strength and vigor had gone forever from those once supple limbs. Moved to compassion at the sight, I too gave way to tears and spoke to him with winged words. Illustrious son of Atreus, Agamemnon, king of men, what mortal stroke of fate laid you low? Did Poseidon rouse fearful squalls and tempestuous winds and overwhelm your ships? Or did you fall to some hostile tribe on land as you were driving off their cattle and their flocks, or fighting with them for their town and women? Royal son of Laertes, Ostis, Odysseus of the nimble wits, he answered me at once. Poseidon did not wreck my ships with fearful squalls and tempestuous winds, nor did I fall to any hostile tribe on land. It was Aegisthus who plotted my destruction, and with my accursed wife put me to death. He invited me to the palace. He feasted me and he killed me as a man fells an ox at its manger. That was my most pitiful end. And all around me, my companions were cut down in ruthless succession, like white-tusked swine slaughtered in the mansion of some rich and powerful lord for a wedding, or a banquet, or a sumptuous private feast. You, Odysseus, have witnessed the deaths of many men in single combat, or in the thick of battle, but none with such horror as you would have felt had you seen us lying there by the wine bowl and the laden tables in the hall, while the whole floor swam with our blood. Yet the most pitiable thing of all was the cry I heard from Cassandra, daughter of Priam, whom that treacherous schemer Clytemnestra murdered at my side. I raised my hands but then beat them on the ground, dying thrust through by a sword. The bitch turned her face aside and could not even bring herself, though I was on my way to Hades, to shut my eyes with her hands or to close my mouth. There is nothing more degraded or shameful than a woman who can contemplate and carry out deeds like the hideous crime of murdering the husband of her youth. I had certainly expected a joyful welcome from my children and my servants when I reached my home. But now, in the depth of her villainy, she has branded with infamy not herself alone, but the whole of her sex, even the virtuous ones, for all time to come. Alas, I exclaimed, all-seeing Zeus has indeed proved himself a relentless foe to the house of Atreus from the beginning, working his will through women's crooked ways. It was for Helen's sake that so many of us met our deaths, and it was Clytemnestra who hatched the plot against her absent lord.